Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. Clear enough for you.
All right.
Yeah. Why you mad? All right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all don't look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Oh, busters.
Picture me rolling in my 500 bands. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep me going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Put practice on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac every day. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. It's Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters to you more on Sunday versus the Cowboys, a win or the offense going off? Now, I'd say the offense going off. I think they need to quiet the noise. Ike says a win. Mm-hmm. Ike, what do you think the poll results are at?
I'm going to say 90% win.
84.7. But let me.
Dude, are people crazy?
Yeah, no, you two are crazy.
No, we're
and
not.
And 16% of people who didn't vote, it should be 100%.
It should not be 100%. Like, a win does nothing. It does nothing. Who cares? First off, Cowboys Week's been dead, so it doesn't even matter from that standpoint. All that matters is getting this offense on track, and you're lying if they win 13-7 that you'll feel happy on Monday. They just won 16-9 over the Lions, and people have been mad all week. They went to Lambeau and beat the Packers, and people have been furious.
I got to be honest. I think more people were happy with the 16-9 win over the Lions than they were the 10-7 win over Green Bay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. And when I say how I feel, it's not really about how I feel. When I would like to see the offense go off, right? But I think it is about how they feel in the building.
Them in the building.
Well, I think it stops some of this stuff. It just stops some of this stuff.
Now, you might be right there.
Yeah.
Now,
I think that's the benefit, is that it just stops this stuff. I think this is the true danger for the Eagles, is this stuff. It is the disease of me that has infected the offense, not the defense.
Y'all won't go down there and lose to the Cowboys again.
As long as we score 40 points.
Oh, my God.
I don't. Now, there is a second question. Which do you view as more likely on Sunday? The offense struggles, the offense goes off. What do you think the results of the poll is? Ooh. Offense struggles or offense goes off?
I believe it's probably in favor of offense goes off, but not a huge favor. I would go, 58% offense goes off.
So it's flipped. 60% say they think the offense is going to struggle.
Wow.
Against Baldy can say they're getting healthy or whatever. So far this season, they have not been
very good. Yes. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Josh in North Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Man, it's always a pleasure. To answer your question, I'll say this. I would rather a win, right? But I'll say this, too. Even if we do lose, I think it lights the world more on fire in Philly. Like, let's be honest. So all the complaining now, a loss would be even worse.
Not if they score a bunch of points.
I disagree. I think that people will still be obviously frustrated because it's Philly and people got to
Well, they'll be frustrated. But I guess my question would be, what do you think, like, the specific controversy with the Eagles? I think the Eagles as a team could handle us for a week saying, is the defense as good as we thought it was? I think they could handle it. I don't think there will be one problem on the defense.
You're not talking about the offense.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if the Eagles as a team can handle another week of this. And I just think there's going to be more of this if they don't. So will we be bitching and moaning if the defense gives up 40 points? Of course. But it'll be football bitching and moaning. Normal bitching and moaning. Not this. And as much as you want to say WIP, blah, 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 it's been the players and coaches.
Yeah, this has been ignited majority. I would say all of it by the Eagles, whether it's been AJ individually or it's been sources coming out of the building. This isn't something manufactured by media.
Completely agree with everything that we've talked about this week.
Yeah,
I think one thing that us as fan base, when we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and this is where I disagree with Jack. I think his show yesterday was a little crazy to me. I think the fan base is so enthusiastic about this rivalry, Jack. I just think the juice is down, mostly because of society. You can't do or say what you used to be able to do and say 20 years ago. I think the juice for this game. I love the rivalry within the NFC East. Number one, I think that they're competitive. I think, unfortunately, the rest of the teams in the division besides the Commanders the past year have been kind of subpar when it comes to the rest of the conference, NFC. So I think that's also a contributing factor why the juice is down for this week.
I think so, too. I think the team's not being good. We saw what happened last year. All of a sudden, the Commanders were good, and we had a rivalry again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Where the hell did that go?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Josh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you your most hated Cowboy, but go ahead before you give it.
So before I answer that, when you talk about the offense, I'm excited to see our offensive line match up against their D-line because they have some new pieces. Mm-hmm. Us also, defensively, we have a lot of pieces that they didn't see the first time we met them.
Sure.
Kobe playing, his physicality, JC playing. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. But the one thing that I'm going to have my popcorn ready, and I hope everybody else does, is Jalen Carter versus Tyler Booker. I'm excited to watch that matchup specifically. I want to see two dudes beating each other and smashing each other in the face all game long. And I want to see who wins because a lot of nonsense being chatted from one specific side, I would argue. And I think JC's comments in his interview was very, very telling to me. The whole fear comment I thought was a very, very clowny, if you ask me. Hated player?
Cowboy.
Hated Cowboy. So talent-wise, this dude was phenomenal. But I hated watching him exceed against us. DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware. Good player.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't hate DeMarcus Ware. I kind of respected DeMarcus Ware. He's a good player.
Oh, yeah. Well,
kind of like Sean Lee.
Well, hold on. Emmitt Smith is one of the five.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Running backs ever. Yeah, they're all good players.
Sure, but I think he had a hateable element to him. I don't know if DeMarcus Ware had a hateable element to him.
Not for me. No, yeah. I didn't. And I got to play against DeMarcus Ware early in his career.
Right.
Early in his career, so. Yeah, I don't know how he was with the rivalry back and forth. Was he a trash talker? I didn't get to play against him enough. I called him at the end of my career.
So
he's a hell of a player though.
In the whole, they've had a bunch of defensive linemen.
Yeah,
The Dallas
Cowboys. Talent has never really been the issue. They had a problem at quarterback for about 6 years before they fell into Romo. But the other pieces, they've always had good pieces.
Is Ware in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
I don't know if he's already in. Is he eligible yet? How long has DeMarcus Ware been out?
I don't know.
Oh, he has to be eligible. I think so.
5 years.
Yeah, I don't know. So during all of this controversy, we have had...
He might be in. Yeah.
We have had reports from Insider...
2023.
Okay.
Insider D. Gunn.
Yes.
We had Insider Diana Rossini.
Yes.
Insider
Hugh Douglas.
Insider Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Now, but we've always said the one insider who tends to thrive when there is trouble is Jeff McClain. So Jeff McClain has a podcast with Odyssey called Uncovering the Birds. And he, has not said anything about this controversy. In fact, at one point sort of minimized it. But on Inside the Birds, it took a different direction.
Eagles are 8-2. This hurts winning 71% of his starts at a championship. I mean, he's beyond reproach. It shouldn't. Or that he's doing everything right in terms of playing quarterback and forging relationships with others on the team. That's doubtful. I know there are players, coaches, and team staff members who work with Hurts directly and are frustrated with how he's performing this season. They see how defenses have stacked the box to stop the run and how he's been unable to consistently take advantage through the air. He's not as involved in the run game, and there are facets of the passing offense that aren't utilized because of processing speed.
So there is Jeff McClain saying players and coaches frustrated with his play.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I mean, I guess they're all frustrated with his play.
Yeah.
But they're happy with the wins.
Well, they are happy.
Maybe they aren't happy with the wins. Some of them aren't.
But yeah, yeah. We're not happy enough.
Should we ask AJ our Twitter question? Which matters more to you on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we'd know his answer. I think we would know his answer, yeah, for sure.
I could see him not being happy with the wins.
Yeah.
I tell you, as frustrating as the coaches were reportedly at times with him last year, the fact that they were able to go on to win the Super Bowl, one coach was able to get a head coaching job for the first time after being denied a head coaching job previously four or five times.
Another one got an extension, got to get his buddy the offensive coordinator, you know. So,
yeah, so you got to take the good with the bad, man. You got to take it.
For sure. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Ike, did your brain cells grow back from yesterday?
It did. I came back, bro. Yeah.
All right. I was about to say, man. You know what I mean? I had to educate you a little bit before. You know, never stop.
Oh, you confused me is what you did. Yeah, you confused me. Listen, the first part of your argument was legit. You had me there, the first part of it. Then you went with the, even if they win, they're left. Getting rid of him. Yeah, that left.
Yeah, I went left. I'm about to go left with this conversation, too. Don't worry.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Spike, what's up, big fella?
What's up, Chuck? Oh, you hit me with a big fella. Okay, all right. I got you.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
No, I take the same. I take the same, you know, and a win. You know, this
there you go. There you go.
Yeah. But like, this offense is done. You know, they're finished. You know what I mean? I gave up. I threw in the white towel with this offense. You know, the play calling is done. You know, they got a bad apple in there. The quarterback is highly inconsistent. The running back, I don't know if it's a physical thing with him or, you know, the lineman. I don't know what's going on. Jeremiah Lottis, you know, he's not blocking the same. Brent Lane Johnson's not there. He's in and out the lineup. Cam Jurgens in and out the line. This offense is done. You know what I mean? Just score me 20 points, 23 points, and get out the way and let this defense do its thing. You know, if they go out there and they lose 34-37, that should be feel worse because the only hope right now is this defense. And then that showed me right there that this defense ain't as legit as I thought they were. So I want more of the same. You know, I want a game right now to win. I want to win 20-14 or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm. That way I know my defense is legit.
20 feels like a miracle. How many pick sixes for us to get to 20 points?
I was thinking about that, Spike, and I think, I think this defense, they actually can account for one score this game. Because, you know, Dak's going to at least throw one away. Now, can we pick six it? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I tell you, they're going to at least score one touchdown. But this offense, man, you know, they're done. I mean, they're done. So I just keep doing what you're doing. You already made it this far. You know what I'm saying? The winning this way. I'm used to it by now. Don't change up on me. You know what I mean? Just keep winning the way you're winning. I don't want to lose pretty. I'd rather win ugly at this point and just get to the playoffs and then maybe something will change. You know what I'm saying?
You know the one thing I can't understand, Chuck? I'm just thinking about the offense in general.
Yeah.
I don't... You know, Jalen, this thing that Jalen's inability to digest the offense, process information, those types of things. How was Shane Steichen able to get out of him what he got out of him?
I still look back and think, to an extent, because I look at Daniel Jones too, mm-hmm. I wonder if Shane Steichen was here, if he was here for 3 years, if he would be having the same problems. Because I just think that early in – There's not like a shortage of quarterbacks who have really good first or second years mm-hmm. and then are never able to match it again. Mm-hmm. I think part of that is there's not a lot of games in the football
season. Even when they're
healthy. I mean, like it happens. It happens when guys... C.J. Stroud hasn't been the same guy.
But that doesn't seem... But does that seem like more of a physical thing or a schematic thing?
No,
I'm just wondering his ability to process information.
I think it is a schematic thing for the defenses. I think what has happened is the league knows more about Jalen than they knew in 2022.
But isn't
and that makes it harder to scheme because they have found because real football is about it's like chess, right?
Yeah.
It's like you figure out something, then I figure out something, then you figure out something, then I figure out something. And I just feel like the defense has figured out he's not good against zone, he won't throw it in the middle of the field, all those things that maybe they didn't know in 22. And they know now, and he's better against the blitz. He's better at some things, but there are some things that he's not. And I just I wonder if Steichen had had him for 3 or 4 years, if he would be running into the same issue this year as he did that year. That would be my only retort to that.
I just know that there's only so many things you can do from an X and O standpoint on the field to sort of trick defenses.
Yeah,
it's more likely that you run out of ideas to confuse a defense versus he somehow has regressed physically.
Yeah, I don't think it's a physical regression. Okay. I think it's maybe not. It's run out of ideas for this quarterback.
Well, I need to look at that offense in 2022 and tell me that was a simplified offense. Like, I need to look at the route concepts, the things that AJ was doing in that offense. Like, that's what I need to look at and figure out. How did it work? How did he throw then? How did he throw then versus why he can't do it now?
Chuck, give us your most hated Cowboy.
I mean,
Chuck, we got to get to Nick. I don't try to cut you off. Give me your most hated Cowboy.
Well, my most hated Cowboy was Emmitt, but now it's Roy Williams because he stopped us from getting the Super Bowl with Terrell Owens when he injured T.O. We would have smoked everybody. T.O. was still healthy. So Roy Williams, yeah.
Roy Williams, all right.
Phil went for 120.
Huh? Yeah, the 215-592-9494 on one leg. We have Nick Costos coming up in a second. First, I'm going to tell you about a few zeros with Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. Few zeros. So you know the 1-0, you're always going to get a Colonial, zero stress. They pride themselves on it. They don't want you stressed out. You come to buy a brand new Hyundai. But right now at Colonial, a couple other zeros for you to know about. 1-0 down, 0% financing. Zero down, 0% financing. So when you go in there and you pick from your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, a Santa Fe, Tucson, any new Hyundai, you're going to have your choice of zero down and 0% financing. Let me take you back to zero stress for a second, because you have zero stress for your trade. They are known for giving the best trade-in values in the Delaware Valley. The best. You're going to get a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Let me take you stress as well. You know you're driving away. That brand new Hyundai is going to come with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there now. Now, zero stress, your choice, zero down, 0% financing. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment tax tags and fees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
See dealer for full details. All right. Joining us now, as he does every week at this time, is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11-1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. What's up, Costos?
What's going on? My least favorite Cowboy is Emmitt Smith, although I've met him many times since I've been in the media, and he's a very nice guy, but he used to annihilate the Giants teams when I was a kid. So Emmitt would be my answer to that question.
Yeah, this is something that I would say unites us, and that you don't like the Cowboys either. You know, you're
right.
A Giant fan, but we are united in the dislike for the Cowboys. Would you say, as a Giant fan, what would you say your most hated team, putting betting aside for a second, what would you say your most hated rival is as a Giants fan?
The Eagles, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, no question about it. Well, like when I was like a kid,
yeah.
So the first year I watched the Giants was 1990. They won the Super Bowl. And from then, it was 91, the Cowboys started getting good. The Redskins won that year. So like I hated the Redskins that year. But then it was Dallas basically through the rest of the 90s. It wasn't until Andy got there, obviously, and Ike, those teams that you were on, when the Eagles, Giants wars, and the Eagles got the better of the Giants most of the time throughout that stretch. But that was really that stretch from the very late 90s.
Yeah.
really, I guess like until today, like it's really the Eagles, I think, are the team that Giants fans, I think, should hate the most. Older Giants fans maybe hate the Cowboys more because the Cowboys tormented them in the 70s, obviously. But I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles, like with a bullet, not even close.
I feel likewise. I feel likewise, Nick. I know the fans here will tell you the Cowboys are the number one hater rival, but my era,
really?
my era of Eagles football, it was the Giants.
Hates the Giants the most. He said that a bunch of times. Yep. Yeah, it's always just been the Cowboys thing. And I think the reason, Nick, that it's the Cowboys thing is because so many people, Ike's age, my age, and older, grew up with Cowboys fans in the area. Mm-hmm. So like they had fans everywhere. So not only were they a division rival, and not only were they good, but there were Cowboys fans all over here, which made it more annoying, I think.
See, that's like when I grew up, it was less Cowboys fans, because I grew up in the 90s, in the early 90s. It was, I got to tell you, man, nothing I hated more than here's like a kid in my second grade class wearing a Michael Jordan jersey in New York City.
Yes, yeah, that.
Hate the Bulls fans in New York drove me absolutely batty. So we can commiserate over that. But I mean, like, let's be real. Like, the Cowboys have had pockets of times that they've been good.
Sure.
But I mean, they haven't been to a championship game since 95. Like, the Eagles and the Giants have both like been in those spots way more often than Dallas. I think that's the preeminent NFC East rivalry, Giants and Eagles.
And I think both teams have gone to 3 Super Bowls, and both teams have won 2 since the Cowboys last made it to the NFC.
Well, Nick,
and the Giants won, and the Giants won 2 Super Bowls before that, and the Eagles won none.
My guess, Nick, my guess, Nick, would be that the team in the NFC that makes you the maddest is probably the Giants.
No, I think the thing in my life that makes me the maddest, I would say it's like my wife, Giants, like in-laws, my mother, and Yankee, in that order.
All right, Nick. So Sunday, Eagles are, is the line still 3.5? Eagles are, I think, 3.5-point favorites.
Oh, we're 3.
What's that?
We're at 3.
Oh, 3. Okay. What do you think? You know, I feel crazy asking you every week because Eagles are 7-3 against the spread this year. You've ridden the Eagles every week. What do you think about this week?
Can I give an opinion on the Eagles before I say what yes, I like the Eagles. In the
okay.
game.
All right. There you go.
I'd like to lay 3 with Philadelphia. I will say, though, I think for the first time this season, and I think the Eagles are the best team. So I think they're the best team in the NFC. I think they're going back to the Super Bowl. For the first time, my confidence is starting to get a little shaken in that opinion on the Eagles, just because I've never seen, and like I know that I'm not in the locker room, I've never seen a whinier bunch of players that win every game than this one. Like, won the Super Bowl literally this calendar year. All the quarterback does is win, and yet people can't stop bitching and moaning about how he doesn't throw the ball. Who cares? Like, you win every... Isn't the point of this to win? Like, isn't that... What am I missing here? Like, this strikes me as, like, spoiled, entitled, like, individualistic, selfish babies here.
Let me ask you
something. Just go out there and win the damn football game.
Preach!
Like, enough with...
Let me
preach.
Ask you something, Nick. Because you care... You know, we have had several off-air conversations. I believe you care deeply about your show. I believe you care deeply about excellence. Let's say you had a co-host, and let's say your show continued to succeed, but your co-host was not doing the things that you felt made the show as good as it could be. Even if you got tons of downloads, tons of streams, if you're on the rate of great ratings, but you knew deep down that the show was not as good as it could be because of your co-host. Would you be frustrated with that co-host, or would you just care that you had good ratings?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. Maybe I would address it. I would do it off the air. And not through the media.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that.
It's honestly like they should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree.
Like I think it's absolutely awful, all of this here. And like, and Jalen Hurts doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes. He won Super Bowl MVP. And this idea that like he sucks or like everything sucks there when they're 8-2 and they're the reigning Super Bowl champions, like they got to get, this team's got to get a grip right now, because they've got everything
seriously,
in front
man.
Of them. The defense is unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, I think I've said this on your airwaves before. This idea that like the rift between AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, like who cares? Like I dislike several people I work with. And I guarantee you that
you
the
name
people
names?
I dislike, all of them, like, I think they're all kind of dumb. And I guarantee you that all these people probably dislike me more than I dislike them because they have to deal with me. But guess what? We show up and the show does well and you win. And that's what matters. Like, I've got enough friends in my life. I don't need more friends. Like, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown don't have to be friends. Go out there and win the damn football game. Stop whining.
Do you have another? I know you like the Eagles. You got another pick this weekend.
I like all my coworkers. That was for just
a yeah, just a bit. Just a bit. Yeah. You got another game you like this weekend?
Yeah, I love the over in the Giants-Lions game. And I think that this game might as well be in the Roman Coliseum, BC. This is like the Giants will look across the field and not see Aiden Hutchinson and Jared Goff. It's going to be like Scar and Mufasa, actual Lions. I think they're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart's not playing in the game. Jameis Winston will play, and Jameis Winston is a great quarterback if you would like to bet the over, because he could throw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, or all of the above in the same game.
Yeah,
we know.
I was eyeing that. Was it 10.5? I was eyeing that Lions 10.5.
Yeah. No, it's 12.5.
Oh, 12.5 now.
Yeah. And no big difference between those numbers. The game's not going to land 11 or 12. So you can still make that bet if you want to. But I'm being serious. When this game starts on Sunday and the Lions look across the field and they see the Giants defense, as opposed to Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis looking like Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon knocking down, but Jalen Phillips and Nolan and that Eagles defense, they're going to be like Andy Dufresne breaking out of Shawshank. This is going to be like arms in the air, like, hell yeah, we're about to kick ass for 3 hours.
Well,
I like the over in that game.
Just one question on that, on the bet. That game is at the Giants, right? When you look at overs, do you... Would weather throw a wrench in that? I don't know what the weather's supposed to be. It's at Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad, my bad.
I can give you just a general, a high level short answer to the question.
Yep.
The only thing that really impacts totals is wind. So when there's snow on the ground, we like to bet what's called snowovers, right? Snow overs, because the offensive players know where they're going before the snap. The defensive players don't.
Okay.
So snow is actually an advantage for the offense. If you get 25, 30 mile per hour winds, that's what could screw up passing games. That's what leads to games going way under the total potentially, is wind, not rain or snow, unless it's biblical.
All right. Nick Kostos, the biggest Giants fan, Eagles fan I ever met in my whole life. There he is. We appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
People are trying to make that a thing. Nick, do you really like the Eagles? It's no. I do like money. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, the great Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all your sports betting and talk needs, check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Elliot joins us next, right?
Ooh, hell yeah.
Happy to hear from Elliot coming up next. Is Elliot's not in Dallas yet. He's still here, right?
They practiced today, so no.
All right, okay. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.